Looking at our world from a theological perspective. This is the Theology Central Podcast, making theology central.
Good morning, everyone. It is Friday, December the 15th, 2023. It is currently 10:31 a.m. Central Time, and I am coming to you live from the Theology Central studio located right here in Abilene, Texas. All right, Christians, we have to talk. I have to talk to all of you who profess Christianity. You claim to be a Christian. You claim to be a follower of Christ. I need you to listen to me carefully, okay? You may not like everything I'm going to say. You may even be a little bit offended by it. But I ask you to maybe set aside your emotions and let's think about something rationally, logically, calmly. Now, I say let's think about it calmly, but I may not be so calm in some of the things that I say. But I'm going to try my best to set aside my emotion and to be calm and to be logical and to be rational. Now, as Christians, we should all be able to agree. I know Christians don't agree on anything, but I think we should all be able to agree that as Christians, we greatly love the idea of religious freedom when it comes to us being able to share the gospel, to preach, to send things out, to do this and to do that, and to set this up and to present this and to advertise here and to broadcast here. And we love religious freedom. We love our freedom, right? To practice our religion. We don't want the government telling us what to do. And if we feel like the government is telling us what to do, we get very upset and we get very frustrated, and we may not even listen to them. In fact, we may violate their rules if we feel like that they're infringing upon our religious freedom, and infringing upon our rights. We will get bothered. We will get upset. Christians will get very frustrated at anything they perceive is an attack upon their religious freedom. There are programs that typically come on Christian radio talking about issues related to religious freedom. Sometimes they'll have attorneys on there going, we're fighting this case because this company or this organization or this institution went after this person's religious freedom. We want our freedom and we don't want anyone to touch it. Everyone better back down if they get near our religious freedom. We get upset if we feel like people are attacking Christmas. You know, every year Fox News will do their, you know, the war on Christmas. And if someone doesn't say or do things the way we want to, we get bothered and we get upset. We want our freedom. We don't want anyone to touch it. We don't want anyone to get near it. And we will stand and we will fight and we will argue because it's our rights. It's our freedom. And you back off. And I can understand that. But here's an interesting thing about freedom. The freedoms that you want, the freedoms that you demand for yourself, are the very same freedoms you have to give to other people. If you want a freedom, then that freedom also extends to other people. If you want religious freedom, then other religions get that same freedom. If you want to deny their freedom, ultimately you will deny your own freedom. That's the only way this works. Unless you are trying to argue and push for some kind of Christian theocracy. And then even if you do that, that becomes problematic, right? Because you're like, we're going to deny that religion its freedom. We're going to deny that religion its freedom. And we're going to take away. Well, so because we want Christianity to be the established religion. And we want Christianity to rule. Well, which Christianity? Do the Catholics rule and then go after the Protestants? Do the Presbyterians rule and go after the Baptist? Do the Charismatics rule and go after all the non-charismatic? Who is in charge? See, that's where it becomes majorly problematic. Giving everyone freedom to practice their religion openly, without government restriction, without the government getting involved, giving people the ability and the freedom, that's the way it's supposed to work. As much as I hear Christians whine and complain and yell and scream and get offended if their freedoms are even remotely infringed upon, what I have yet to see in many cases is that those same Christians will afford those same rights to other people. In fact, they like to tell other people what to do. Christians love to ban, boycott, censor. We like to silence anything and everything that we don't like and that may offend us, instead of defending people who may present something that we find completely offensive, because we want them to have the freedom to present their perspective so that we may have the freedom to present ours. In fact, many Christians don't ever think that through. Many Christians have this mentality. It's our way. It's the only way. It's the right way. And we don't care about anybody else. Told you I may get a little emotional. But that's how I see many Christians act. I think it's foolish. I think it's illogical. I think it's ridiculous. And I think ultimately all it leads to is a massive animosity and pushback by the world against Christianity, where they will want to impose and take away your rights because you're trying to impose and take away other people's rights. The great thing is a country where, hey, you have the freedom to go do, and I have the freedom. Now, everyone having freedom to practice, present their religious beliefs and their ideas, that is not the same thing as saying that all these beliefs are right or are equal or are equally true. It just means everyone has the freedom to pick and to choose the religious path that they're going to take. It doesn't mean that you're stating one is better than the other. And I will do everything in my power to defend people's constitutional rights and freedoms when it comes to practicing their religion and their beliefs. I don't want to censor anyone. I don't want to silence anyone. I want them to have the right. I want them to have the freedom. I want people to have the freedom and rights to read the books that they want to read. I don't want to silence. I don't want to censor anything like that. Because again, the freedoms that I want, they have to be the freedoms that I give. The freedoms that I try to take from others are the freedoms that are going to be taken from us. If you try to tell people, remove that book, remove that book, remove that book, well, then they can turn around and say, well, then let's remove the Bible. Let's remove that. Let's remove, and then they can start trying to remove Christian books. And then if everyone's trying to silence the other side at some point, then what's left? So there's sometimes I see stories and I'm just baffled by the reaction, sadly, of the Christian church, of Christians. Sometimes I'm just like, what is wrong with these individuals? Now, I don't know if you have noticed this, but you've probably seen a lot of news stories about a satanic display in some Capitol buildings, some government buildings. And some, I think that this has occurred in a number of states. I don't remember all the states, because every time I see it, I'm like, yeah, so Christians maybe want a nativity scene in the Capitol building or a government building. They may want this set up or this set. Well, if there's a Christian display, we want the Ten Commandments posted. There's all these times Christians want some religious symbols to be placed within maybe a capital, in a government building or in public or in a government property of some sort, or maybe public property, wherever we want to put it. And whenever that is attacked, Christians get mad and like, you're attacking our religious freedom. How dare you? You can't tell us what to do. Well, guess what? The minute you want to be able to set up your religious symbols in government buildings or in different places, guess what? You have to afford other religions the same opportunity. Well, it seems that some organizations related or connected into some way, shape, or form with Satanism decided to set up a satanic display. And as soon as they set up a satanic display, the statue, this monument, this whatever you would like to refer to it as, I've heard it referred to everything, Christians lose their ever-living mind. This must be torn down. This must be removed. How dare they? We must stand up. We must fight. We must email our governmental officials and tell them to remove it. I think, in fact, I won't say the organization. I'll have to go through, but I believe I received a number of emails from different Christian organizations saying, hey, they set up this satanic display. We must email. You must contact your officials and tell them to remove it. And I'm like, why are you emailing me this? That is ridiculous. If you take away their rights, you take away your rights. So then by that logic, then you're right. You know what? In all governmental buildings, there should be no religious symbolism, religious display of any kind. Christian, Jewish, Muslim, Satanism, Wicca, it doesn't, everything must be removed. Just remove it all. Now, as soon as you say that, Christians get mad. Because sadly, what many Christians want today is a theocracy. It's this Christian nationalism that has so infected the brains of many Christians. And again, if you try to establish some form of Christian nationalism, whose Christianity gets to be in charge? I guarantee you, if it's not your Christianity, you're going to be silenced. You're going to be persecuted. Look in church history. Whichever religion dominates politically, civilly, that guess what? People who don't follow their brand of Christianity is going to be persecuted and killed, because that's how it's played out in church history over and over and over. I always say it, the merging of church and state always leads to someone dying. Christians want prayer in the public school. Okay, well then if you're going to have Christian prayer, then you're going to have Muslim prayer. You could have the satanic temple offer. No. Just my Christianity. Well, if you want Christianity, how about if they do a prayer to Mary? No. It has to be. See, you can't have it though. We want the Bible in the public school. Well, then why not the Quran? Why not the satanic Bible? No, you can't do that. We want those books removed because it has, you know, adult-like content and the Bible doesn't. No. You see, we want to impose our way of thinking on other people. And to me, that is frightening and horrible that we would want to do that. So, I have avoided up to this point talking about these satanic displays because I just think the whole thing is ridiculous. I just like Christians are insane. If you listen to someone say like Alex Jones and many people on the far right, they are yelling and screaming about these satanic displays and they must be torn down and this is an affront and this is horrible. Oh, what are we going to do? At the same time, people like Alex Jones yelling and screaming that his freedom of speech was, you know, taken from him because he was sued by the parents from Sandy Hook and he lost and he owes them billions of dollars. Well, wait a minute. If you want the freedom of speech, you got to give other people the freedom of speech. Like, it's so just contradictory the way all of this works in the minds. And what I've seen is the way it works in the minds. And I'm more concerned with Christians. Well, Alex Jones would claim to be a Christian within the Christian world. So here's the story. It was published yesterday, Thursday, December the 14th, 2023. Oh, when I saw this morning, I was just like, you got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. Here we go. Navy veteran topples satanic display in Iowa Capitol, blast anti-Christian acts by government. My conscience is held captive by the word of God, not to bureaucratic decree. Now, that's obviously he's borrowing from Luther's famous statement at the Diet of Worms. My conscience is held captive to the word of God. Okay, everyone loves to grab that phrase from Luther and use that because we're taking some great stand. But this Navy veteran went into the Iowa Capitol and toppled the satanic display, knocked it over. And many Christians are like, Yes, that's what we should do. Well, then someone should come in and tear down the nativity scene or tear down any Christian symbol. Oh, no, 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 they should not. Well, wait a minute. It's got to go both ways. I don't know why Christians cannot comprehend. And when I say Christians, obviously not all Christians, but many Christians seem incapable of just reason and logic. The freedoms you want are the freedoms you give. The freedoms you remove are the freedoms you lose. So here's the story. Oh boy. I will try to read this calmly, okay? I'll try to act like I'm a professional broadcaster. Are you ready? Here we go. A Christian veteran. Now, right there, so let's forget the Christian part. Veteran. I'm a disabled veteran, right? As a veteran, as someone who is in the United States military, you take an oath to defend the Constitution, right? From enemies, foreign and domestic. Protect the Constitution, which one of the great things about the United States Constitution is the freedom of religion. I want every religion to be, I want them to have complete freedom to worship their God, to present their doctrines and their theology. I want them to be able to be open and public. I want atheists to be open and public with their denial and criticism and maybe even their utter mocking of every religion, including Christianity. I want them to be able to post billboards and take out ads. I want them to be able to do everything because as much freedom as they have, the more freedom I have. And you would think that anyone who took an oath to protect the Constitution would understand that. But a Christian veteran, so now there's the Christian part, tore down and beheaded a satanic statue in the Iowa State Capitol that sparked fierce debate online and between state legislators over the past week. Michael Cassidy, 35, a former Navy officer and Mississippi congressional candidate, toppled the demonic statue of, now, depending on where you're from, it's spelled B-A-P-H-O-M-E-T. Many in America would say Baphomet, but I think it's actually French and it's Baphomet, I think is how you actually pronounce it. But he toppled this demonic, now the Christian Post is using the word demonic, statue of Baphomet and tossed its silver ram's head into the trash before blasting those who attempt to justify it on constitutional grounds, according to the Republic Sentinel. He was upset. He was furious. How dare you try to support this on constitutional grounds? So he toppled it. Destroyed someone else's property, not his, tore it down. Oh, wow. So brave. So Christian. Now, can you imagine if someone was furious about a Christian display and tore it down? We'd be like, how dare they? They hate Jesus. They hate God. And you would defend it on freedom of religion basis, right? That no, we have a right to put that there. He goes, I saw this blasphemous statue and I was outraged. My conscience is held captive to the word of God, not to bureaucratic decree. Cassidy told the outlet, paraphrasing Martin Luther's defense before the Diet of Worms. And so I acted. A photo tweeted out by the Sentinel showed pool noodles emerging from the cape of the toppled mannequin, which stood nearly 2 weeks in front of the candlelit altar extolling the seven fundamental tenets of the Satanic Temple. It was slated to come down on Friday. And then here's a picture of it all broken down. And yeah, okay. I mean, I just destroy someone else's property because you disagree with it. That is, and what does that do? That creates animosity, that creates pushback, that creates anger, that creates bitterness. That all that does is create an environment where people will grow tired of Christianity and push back and try to attack Christianity. It does not accomplish anything. By all means, put your satanic statue up. I don't care. Now, I want the right to be able to speak against the tenets of Satanism. In fact, I have. right here, the Satanic Bible. So I want every right to be able to open up the Satanic Bible and criticize it and disagree with it, right? I want to be able to go, hey, here's the nine satanic statements. Here are the nine satanic statements of the Church of Satan, the one created by Anton LaVey. And I should be able to go, Satan represents indulgence instead of abstinence. And we could talk about the benefits of the conflict between indulgence and abstinence and which one is best and which one is worse. We could talk about it. Satan represents vital existence instead of spiritual pipe dreams. And we could talk about vital existence versus the spiritual, the fleshly, the material, what we see, what we feel versus the spiritual. We could talk about that. Satan represents undefiled wisdom instead of hypocritical self-deceit. How and in what ways are could we be filled with hypocritical self-deceit? We could take all of these apart. Satan represents kindness to those who deserve it instead of love wasted on ingrates. Well, we could talk about, wait, you don't, they think you only love people that they supposedly deserve it. Christianity says we're to love even our enemy. And I just don't know how loving your enemy means going into a place and tearing down someone else's property. Now, I could go through all the statements of Satanism right here. And I want the right to be able to criticize it. I want them the right to be able to publish it, post it. I want them the right to sell their Satanic Bible anywhere, everywhere, be in libraries. I want people to have the access to it, but I want to be able to criticize it. I don't understand how that's so complicated. It's you have freedom, I have freedom. You want your Satanic Bible? I want my Bible right here. I want my Bible, right? Bibles, they're all over the place. I want my Bibles. You want your satanic statements? We want our Ten Commandments or whatever we want to post. Then they have something that was posted on X. It says, breaking, Republic Sentinel can reveal that Michael Cassidy, a Christian and former military officer, tore down and beheaded the satanic altar in Iowa Capitol. So they call it an altar. Some refer to it as a statue, just all the different ways I've heard it referenced. Cassidy told the Sentinel that he did what he did in an attempt to awaken Christians to the anti-Christian acts promoted by our government. Okay, and what would be our response to our quote-unquote anti-Christian government or anti-Christian acts put forth by the government? We can speak against them. We can preach our sermons. The key is we just want our freedom to be able to speak against it and call Christians to live out their lives as Christians and call non-Christians not to live as Christians, but to call non-Christians to repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. It says the world may tell Christians to submissively accept the legitimization of Satan, but none of the founders would have considered government sanction of satanic altars inside Capitol buildings as protected by the First Amendment, he said. It doesn't really matter. I want them to have the freedom. And look, if I want to put something within a Capitol building of religious nature, then other religions get the same right. I don't know why Christians cannot wrap their minds around such a basic principle. If you want the right, then they get the right. It's that simple. And if you're going to take away theirs, you lose yours. Anti-Christian values have steadily been mainstreamed more and more in recent decades, and Christians have largely acted like the proverbial frog in the boiling pot of water, he added. Yeah. Anti-Christian values. I mean, we need to definitely stand against anti-Christian values. We really do. We really do. I mean, like, you know, you shouldn't sleep with a porn star when your wife is pregnant. That's probably... Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's... Okay, never mind. Now, just that what Christians support, yeah, a certain candidate for president has demonstrated countless ways in which he demonstrated anti-Christian values. So yeah, sometimes I don't know if we really care about Christian values, but okay, I digress. Cassidy reportedly turned himself into officers at the scene, and the Iowa State Patrol confirmed to the Christian Post that they were dispatched to the Capitol on vandalism report and that Cassidy was charged with fourth degree criminal mischief. After news of the actions went viral on X, Cassidy tweeted, 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, has a roaring lion walking about, seeking whom he may devour. Well, let me tell you, that display and that statue wasn't going to devour anyone. It wasn't going to do anything. It was simply a display. where they promoted their religion, just like many Christians want displays up to promote their religion. Isn't that interesting how that works? You want to promote your religion, they get to promote their religion. You want the Bible in the public school, they can put their book in the public school. You want prayer in the public school, they can provide that prayer. It's not convoluted. It's not complicated. The Satanic Temple in Iowa reportedly intends to press charges against Cassidy. They probably should. Though his attorney, Davis Yance, told the Sentinel that his client was motivated by his faith to peacefully protest a display that is a direct affront to God after the elected leaders and others are unwilling to act. What's not a peaceful protest when you destroy someone else's property? That's not a peaceful protest. Unless now we're going to say that, hey, this coming Sunday, hey, non-Christians, there's some churches in your city. So I want you to go peacefully protest them by destroying their property. It's not a peaceful protest when you destroy property. I think we should all be able to agree. That's not peaceful. That's vandalism. That's destruction of public property or private property or whoever's property. It's my hope, according to the attorney, that this citation will be dismissed when my client's actions are understood and that he will not face persecution because of his faith. No, he's not facing persecution of his faith. He's facing persecution because he destroyed someone's property. The destruction of the display comes the same week that it drew national backlash as state lawmakers debated the most appropriate response. Iowa State Republican John Dunwell, a Republican and Christian pastor, posted a viral thread on X last weekend explaining that while he personally finds the altar objectionable and classified as evil, he does not believe it to be the government's place to basically stop that religious practice or to infringe upon it. For me, I would rather have an evil, blasphemous display or no display at all than to have the state dictate what they think is appropriate, Dunwell told a Christian Post in an interview earlier this week. Now, I saw some pastors and people trying to say, hey, we should not tear this down. And I saw them get literally ripped apart by Christians. Torn apart, called names, you know, basically heretic and not a believer and not a Christian and you're a compromiser and liberal and woke and just every other, you know, great Christian, you know, how Christians, you know, are so loving and compassionate and you know, how wonderful the Christian world is. In fact, I can't wait till I get the emails and I get in regards to this broadcast. Once again, it'll be filled with such Christian love because Christians are so filled with love. No, it'll be filled with hate and accusations and utter ridiculousness is what it'll be filled with. Because Christians want to control the world. We think we should be in charge and everyone should bow to what we want and what we think is right. And forget that we live in a world that, I don't know, a pluralistic society where we want freedom for a people who have different religions and different ideas and different philosophies to be able to hold to them, believe them, and share them because we want the same right and freedom to do the same. And if we keep down this path, all we're going to do is create hostility and pushback. That's all you're going to do. Our job is to share the gospel, not try to enforce rules that stops other people from living their lives according to their faith. And when we try to impose our faith upon them, you want people to have freedom. I don't understand why that's so. Again, I know it's becoming repetitive, but I'm going to say it over and over and over. I don't know why that's so complicated. Iowa State Representative Brad Sherman, another Republican and pastor, argued in a newsletter last week that the display violates the 1857 Iowa Constitution, which establishes the state as dependent on God. He urged Republican Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds to have the statue removed. Well, which God is the state dependent upon? Reynolds issued a statement Tuesday condemning it as absolutely objectionable, though he stopped short of calling for its removal and instead argued that in a free society, the best response to objectionable speech is more speech. Now, I do agree with that. In a free society, I think that's a great way. You don't like their speech, then you give more speech. Let the ideas be debated in the public square, you know. Reynolds also tweeted a photo of herself Wednesday praying during a service in the Capitol Rotunda in front of a nativity scene, just feet away from the satanic altar. See, Christians got no problem with the nativity scene in the same building, but the satanic display has to come down. Let's tear it down. Well, then let the people come tear down the nativity scene. Have the nativity scene in the exact same building, and then you're yelling and screaming because another religion dared to put up a display. Oh no, how dare they? But if someone argued to have the nativity scene pulled down, Christians would be like, it's a war on Christmas. It's a war on Christianity. What are we going to do? We're being persecuted. But we got no problem going after anyone and everyone else. It's just ridiculous. The Satanic Temple in Iowa confirmed the destruction of the display in a statement Thursday afternoon. This morning, we were informed by authorities that the Baphomet statue and our holiday display was destroyed beyond repair. We are proud to continue our holiday display for the next few days that we have been allotted. We ask for safety. Visitors travel together and use the seven tenets as a reminder for empathy and the knowledge that justice is being pursued the correct way through legal means. Now, I love that. The Satanic Temple is the one calling for a reminder of empathy. The Satanic Temple is calling a reminder of empathy. Oh, wait, I remember the big debate. I think it was 2023. It may have been 2022, where you had some Christian saying empathy is basically not a Christian attribute. Okay, whatever. And then they go on to say, happy holidays and hell, Satan. Lucian Greaves, co-founder of the Satanic Temple, took to X to describe the acts as a hate crime. They had their own display, their own protests. They filled the Capitol with prayers. They did interviews with media outlets who allowed them to put words in our mouths without seeking comment from us. And then they vandalize our display anyway. And they still play the victim. Yeah, it sounds, see, when you listen to the Satanic Temple, they sound much more reasonable, logical, and handling themselves in a correct way, where it's Christians running around screaming, acting completely opposite to anything that it remotely sounds like. It's unhinged is what it sounds like. And if you read the comments under this, it's just absolutely absurd. It's just absolutely absurd because many people are like, a lot of the people on here in some of the comments are like, you know, it's not about the freedom of religion. It's about the word of God. I don't care about the freedom of religion. I care about God. Okay, well, all right. Well, okay. You don't care about the freedom of religion. I know you sound so big. And it's usually Christian men who talk this way. You know, I don't care. We're going to take a stand. And you sound all big and bad. Yeah, until guess what? Your freedoms are taken away. See, you don't care about freedom. You just want to impose your view. But when someone says, okay, then we're going to take away your freedom and we're going to impose our view on you, then next thing you know, we play the victim. I don't agree with Satanism. But you know what I want? I want the Church of Satan to be able to have a church and a temple, a satanic temple on every corner. I want them to be able to have, if we're going to have Bible clubs after school, then I want there to be satanic clubs after school. I don't agree with Islam. I want them to be able to build a mosque. Now, if they're using that mosque, obviously, for some illegal activity, okay, all right, we're not talking about that. We're talking about them to practice their religion. Same with the satanic temple. Hey, same with the church. Build a church on every corner. But if you're using it for illegal activities, then okay, now that's a problem. I'm baffled and confused that in 2023, many within the Christian world seem to lack the ability to just be rational and logical about it. There's the Church of Satan. Okay, great. And oh, three blocks down the road, there's First Baptist Church and there's Second Baptist Church and there's a Methodist church and there's a Presbyterian church and there's a Lutheran church and there's a Catholic church and there's a Charismatic church and there's a Greek Orthodox church. That's the way it works in the United States of America. And that's the beautiful thing about this country is that freedom. And guess what? People can wake up on a Sunday or their Seventh-day Adventist. They can wake up on a Saturday. Oh, there's synagogues for Jewish worshipers. They can wake up on a Saturday. They can wake up on a Sunday and they can choose their place of worship. They can choose their religion or they can choose to stay home. They can choose to go to church or they could stay home, turn on a microphone or a camera and say, we are the United Group of Atheists and we think everyone going to church today is an absolute idiot. And guess what? I want them to have the freedom to say that. And others can be going to worship Satan, quote unquote, you worship yourself in Satanism. You don't really worship Satan. Okay, we won't get into the actual tenets of Satanism. All right, but okay, you want that freedom. That's the beautiful thing of this country. Now, as a Christian, I want to be able to say, well, hey, the Catholics are meeting, you know, three blocks down the road. I disagree with their view on justification, and I disagree with their view on this. And the Charismatics are meeting, and I think that Charismatic theology is an absolute cancer, and I wish the Charismatic theology would be removed from the face of it. I want the right to say that, and I want them to be able like to say, anyone who disagrees with Charismatic theology, they're a cancer, and their theology should be removed from the face of the earth. I want everyone to be able to speak their mind, condemn others. I want to be able to that's just the freedom that it is. You can speak and put forth your view, condemn other views, and we give out our message and a sense in the marketplace of ideas, and then people will believe or not believe, reject, accept, whatever the case may be. It's really not that complicated. Christians walk in, see a nativity scene. Yeah. They see the satanic display. Oh, no. Tear it down. Okay, well, then let's tear down the nativity scene. Oh, wait. They're going to build a satanic temple in my city? Absolutely not. Okay, well, then remove all the churches. It's very simple. It's very straightforward. Freedom of religion does not mean that all religions are equal or right. It means they all have freedom to practice and to publicly display in some ways their faith. Doesn't mean all is equal and doesn't mean all are right. Now, you can try to go find Old Testament passages where things were run in a theocratic way, where things were torn down and idols were torn down. And I understand all of that. That's under a very much a different economy. It was very much a theocratic way of running things. We do not operate under a theocracy. Even when you get to the New Testament, you didn't have Jesus saying, hey, go tear that down and go destroy that and go. No, there was none of that. Jesus was more worried about the temple than he was any pagan temple. He went to the temple of God and cleared it out. Maybe we should be worried about what's going on in our own churches and what's going on in our own lives. Maybe we should be worried about what's happening inside of us, our own spiritual issues, our own sins, our own problems, instead of worrying about everyone else. We just saw that with Moms of Liberty, right? The group that runs around trying to get books banned from schools. And oh, look at the scandal that broke out there, right? Going after homosexuality while the family was involved in a, well, let's just say more than two people type relationship. Yeah, when we run around and yell and scream groomers and pedophiles and we ignore how many children have been molested inside churches. We want to go to the Capitol building and tear down a satanic statue, and we don't look at all the nonsense going on in American churches. If Jesus showed up, I think he probably would bypass the satanic display, head to the local church, and probably start driving people out with a whip, saying, what have you done to the church? You've turned it into a circus. We always have to look to ourselves. We've got enough problems in. I've got enough problems inside of me. I got enough issues inside of me, in this mind, in this heart, in this soul. I'm the issue. But there you have it. I was going to read some of these comments, but I'll just get frustrated. It's just ridiculous. Now, I know. I'm in the minority of the minority of the minority of the minority of the minority. And about 90% of you are going to 1,000% disagree with me. You're all for tearing down the statue. You're all for banning satanic temples and satanic displays. And you basically want a theocracy and you want Christian nationalism to rule the world from coast to coast. From continent to continent. Well, you can push for that, but I will resist it and reject it and condemn it. Because I know this. If the Christian nationalists take over, Christians will suffer. Because you would have to go along with the Christianity that's in charge. And if you don't, you're going to be in trouble. Because I've seen that play out. Too many times in church history. Just look at it. Catholics ruled a region, who got suffered? Protestants. If Protestants ruled a region, who got in trouble? The Catholics. If Lutherans ruled a region, the Anabaptists. Like you just go on and on and on and on. That's the way it worked. The beautiful thing about this country is freedom. Freedom is such a beautiful thing. Now, freedom gives people the freedom to be wrong, gives us the freedom to be right, gives us the freedom to think, to act. We love that freedom. And I love it so much that not only do I want to protect mine, if I truly want my freedom, I have to protect yours. The freedom I want is the freedom I have to give. And the freedom I take away is the freedom I lose. You can email me, newsif@yahoo.com. That's newsif@yahoo.com. newsif@yahoo.com. Thanks for listening. Everyone have a great day. God bless.